got a lot of respect for Andy Reid and his staff. It shows on tape. They're very well coached. Know the coordinators, and they got a talented team. They're in a similar boat like us, and they have new players. I think 30 on the roster compared to our 26. But they've done a great job, and they play extremely hard. They returned 6 Pro Bowl players off their team, including 4 on defense. Very talented in the defensive line, physical inside, good run-stopping guys that play with a lot of effort on the outside and provide a lot of pressure on the in the offense. Alex has done a good job, really good job. He's the same guy that I felt like when I was in Seattle. Very efficient, makes really good decisions. I think he's got the least amount of interceptions of any quarterback since 2010, and he's on that page again. So does a really good job with Jamaal Charles. What can you say? Over 5 yards of carry, very talented, runs inside, outside, bends it back, really got to protect the edges on him. He's got a chance to make big plays. And then special teams, good kicker, kicker, punt returner, kickoff returns. I think they had 2 touchdowns in preseason. So very talented team. A really, really good challenge, really cool challenge for us and for our guys. We're really excited about the opportunity.
Did your quarterback today?
Yeah, he was limited in his reps, but we did get him some team reps to see how he would do. And, you know, we'll continue to evaluate him. We'll go in and see how he feels in the training room. And we'll reevaluate it tonight and decide how many reps he gets. I thought he did a nice job. I think there's, you know, for being out a couple weeks and getting back into the rhythm of it, you know, I thought I saw some glimpses of at the end where he was starting to get in a little bit more of a rhythm.
What's the next step tomorrow?
Well, we'll evaluate where he is right now, and then we'll discuss it and see. And, you know, depending on how the evaluation comes back, may try to give him more reps, may have to cut him back.
You'll take this decision all the way to game day?
It very easily could. It could. We got some decisions to make. And, you know, I know he feels better every day. So I think it'll be, you know, we're going to have to, you know, get as much time as we can to evaluate this.
If he can't go full time tomorrow, how could you start him after being out for 2 weeks? I mean, he could be rusty and sore thumb. And
well, I think, you know what, that's. If that was the case, I mean, look, we might have to go with Clay Harbor, you know. So guys got to step up, you know. And in his case, you know, we'll see. Well, I mean, I think we'll know, you know, Vito, if we'll go out there and we'll watch him. And based on how he's throwing, we're not going to put the team in jeopardy just to say he's starting. And so, you know, both of them are getting quite a few reps. Stansy's getting some reps. So we're preparing for all options.
Lewis didn't do anything.
What's that?
Mercedes, what's his
status? Yeah, his calf again. He had, you know, it tightened up on him, so we pulled him out of practice to have him evaluated. Yeah, so we'll see how he is once he gets in the training room. It wasn't like the first time, but I think he felt it get tight. And whether it's, you know, it was pretty warm today, you know, hydration or things like that, we'll get a chance to look at it this afternoon.
Do you think the heat's an advantage for you Sunday?
I don't think of it that way. I don't think of it that way. Well, because I think we just take care of ourselves, you know, Vito. I mean, I don't look at it that way. I'll tell you why. So, I say to our team, this is an advantage for us. But then somewhere we play Tampa, and now I got to go. No, it's not an advantage for us. And now, but this week it is. And then this, I mean, just go play, just go play. And so we don't even go in that avenue. You know, it's just hey. All we can do is take care of us and make sure we're ready to go. If they're ready, great. If they're not, that's their problem.
Backley and Forsett on track.
Yeah. I'll give you the injury report, latest from Ryan. Justin Forsett, all these guys were limited. Justin, Blaine, Mercedes, you saw I talked about him. Roy was limited in practice today. Mincy, limited. Will Rackley, limited. And Stephen Burton, cramped in the middle of practice. And so he was limited.
Was Roy a day off?
No, he practiced.
Limited?
Yeah, but limited. So it's like 2 out of 4, you know.
Was he limited because he's still recovering or because?
No, we just, you know, as far as how many reps, he's still got quite a few reps, but we're not going to go 5 in a row on him right now.
Coach, does Blaine have to be where he was pre-injury to be good to go in your eyes?
Well, I think with Blaine, I think he he's going to feel it. You know, I don't know if the pain's going to be gone. You know, I don't know if that's going to happen. It may be. But I imagine with something like that, he's going to have a little bit of pain in there. So can he be effective? Is it a distraction for him? Can he tolerate it? Those are all things, you know, we just got to find out with him and how he's feeling. All I can say is this. When I meet with him, he tells me, hey, it's getting better. It's getting better. I felt less today than I did yesterday. You know, so he's progressing. So with that in mind, we know we still have some time.
You could get yourself in a situation where he plays a half and then you decide he's not, you know, he's not ready to play. But,
then we didn't make a very good decision, you know. We'd like to have whoever's up there. We're not, hopefully, I mean, I'm not saying we won't make a mistake if that occurs, but that's why we're taking a look at all of our options and making sure right now so we can make a well-informed decision.
Quite a challenge for both tackles this week, left and right, pass rush for Kansas City.
Yeah, very, very good challenge for us. You know, that's where we're fortunate to have both Eugene and Luke on the outside for us. So, yeah, they've got a great challenge ahead of them. I know in just talking to them, they've watched some tape already, quite a bit of tape on them, and they know. But, you know, if they stick to their technique and stick to their teachings, they should be in good shape. You know, I think most of the time when you have troubles or you struggle is when you try to do too much. So it's important that they stay in their wheelhouse.
With Rods, how much do you think teams will challenge him early?
Well, I think they'll challenge both our corners. I think they will. And we understand that because of the style we play. If you want tight, aggressive, in-your-face coverage, you're going to get challenged. And it may happen in the first 10 plays. You might see two shots on them. But that's the world they live in. They understand that. And, you know, so I'm sure they will. You know, they do a good job. They do double moves. They take shots versus press coverage. You see it on tape, so I'm sure they will get challenged.
How concerned are you about the short turnaround for any of the players you recently acquired if they are up on game day?
Yeah, that is a challenge. That is a challenge. I know we're meeting with them and going through things. We have a small package maybe for each of them so that they learn. You know, we'll have to wait and see what happens with Mercedes. You know, see where he's at. And that might elevate it more. But, I mean, what a great opportunity for those guys. I mean, to come in and get released from the team, come in and have the opportunity to play quite a bit, you know, that's what they had hoped for. So, you know, they may get that opportunity.
Coach, how's your first flight without Justin Black?
You know my feelings towards him. I love his spirit out in the field. I think he's an extremely good competitor. So not to have that part on the field, you know, you miss that. But in the NFL, it's next man up. And, you know, so someone's got to step up and take over, just like the tight end's got to step up if Mercedes is ready.
It's the first time you're going to unveil your pass rush. Is this your pass rush, Babish's pass rush? You're on the same page about the pass rush?
Well, it's our pass rush. Yeah, it's ours. It's our whole team. So we've had a chance to evaluate it, and, you know, it's I guess what I'm saying is I don't know if you're going to see a completed product on Sunday. There it is. That's what we got. It's not going to be like that. It's a process for us. And every week we're just going to get better and better. We'll reevaluate, go back, coach it up even more, get more detail, say this is how we want it done, and hopefully you see us every week improve. And that's what we got to look at. And if there's a point in time where we don't feel like we're getting the rush needed, we might have to get creative.
The question,
how much can both sides surprise each other?
I think so. I think that there's going to be some surprises probably from them that maybe we haven't seen on tape. But I think it's going to still go back to what you do the best.